USA Radio News.
The family of an American who is under arrest in Russia for spying charges fear for his safety. Brother David Whalen says Russia detained 48-year-old retired Marine Paul Whalen last week while he was in Moscow, and officials are calling it a spy mission. David Whalen says he'll have to trust the Russian lawyers to represent his brother, Paul.
We will go along with the embassy's recommended list, and hopefully Paul will find a lawyer that will be able to help him through the criminal allegations that Russia has alleged.
A 2-year-old boy at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida, was rushed to the hospital after the child fell into a rhino exhibit. British police are treating a New Year's Eve stabbing as a terrorist attack. 3 people, including a police officer, were seriously injured after being stabbed at the Manchester railway station. Pope Francis also issued a New Year's message where he called for unity this year. The Pope said we all dwell in the same house, but not as brothers and sisters. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The partial government shutdown continues into the 11th day. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
In an interview on Fox, the president has doubled down on his willingness to have incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer join him for talks on the subject.
Oh, they could have come over any time. I spent Christmas in the White House. I spent New Year's Eve now in the White House. And, you know, I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. So I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
Hundreds of people camped out in Pasadena, California for the Rose Bowl parade. Now, the parade was a success as usual, and the theme this year was the melody of life. And we can't forget about the Rose Bowl game, which is about to kick off. Coach Urban Meyer will lead the Ohio State Buckeyes in his final game as they take on the Washington Huskies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many folks are reflecting on their 2018 year, their successes, and things they maybe need to improve on. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with motivational speaker and best-selling author John Gordon. He's author of a book titled The Power of a Positive Team, and I asked him what is the biggest thing folks can take away from their previous year.
Yeah, this is not Pollyanna positive. You want to learn from the past. So what did we not do right? What went wrong? How could we have been better? And then you want to then look forward. You don't want to look to the past too much, though. You don't want to be stuck in the past. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look and live forward and say, okay, how can I create this year to be my best year yet? So positive leaders and positive teams are always looking forward to creating a new vision, something new, something positive. So learn from the past, but now look forward and create the new.
Gordon also shares why serving is key when it comes to being a great leader.
Yes, I asked a coach, a principal, and a business leader. I said, when did you become a great team? They all said, when we served each other instead of ourselves. And so being a great leader, being a great team, really is about serving others. When you serve others, when you help others improve, what I have found is that you improve. When you help others get better, you get better. And I had to learn this at home as a parent. I was not always serving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.